welcome to this, the very first episode of Marquee Quiz Time Radio Hour, the show that is part trivia, part GabFest, and maybe just a little part therapy. We are the Marquee Desk, and we cover arts and entertainment for the Marquette University's esteemed student newspaper, the Marquette Tribune. And though we like to think of ourselves as the most in tune to culture on the paper, I think what is more clear is that we know way too much about the next Wilco album, Hitchcock's filmography, and pop culture news of the day. So now, to introduce these weirdos, we'll start with Claire Nowak, a reporter who covers everything from local theater to American Idol for the paper and does so both with excellent style.
Hi, I'm Claire.
Thank you, Claire. Next, we'll go to Peter Setter, another reporter extraordinaire, a sharp critic who also happens to love One Direction, but don't hold that against him.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening today.
And we've got Ava Sotomayor, who is our reporter who specializes in both all types of indie, alternative, and pop music, and recently has been known to cover the serial killer beat. Just happens to be on every story that has to do with murder, Halloween, or gore, which we're not sure if that's by accident or design, but we love her anyway.
Hi, I'm Ava.
Finally, we have Maddie Kennedy, our very talented designer, who also happens to be a great writer. Maddie has recently come on as a blogger on top of her design duties. She has mean Photoshop skills and can join our crazy writing team with some craziness of her own. Hi, Maddie.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so up now, we're going to have our first round of trivia with Ava. And what do you have for us today?
So now, I'm going to play you guys a couple of songs that Kids Bob have recorded, and you guys have to guess which song they have butchered.
So can you explain the context of how we got on Kids Bop as Marquee Desk? it seems like a little odd game for a college show, but...
We were brainstorming story ideas one day, and I think it was Maddie.
That was me.
Who brought up, the kids... We were looking for new album releases, so Maddie just informed us that Kids Bop had recently released a new set of songs.
I like to stay up to date on, Kids Bop's recent releases and stuff.
So
just like anyone, I was excited to hear that album number 23 just came out, and that's where we got the idea for this game.
So, if I remember correctly, we listened to one great clip, if you'll play it for us. So that was the solo from Starships, which is not that in the original version.
I would like to take credit for introducing you guys to that great lyric. I found it, and I thought I was personally disturbed, and I just wanted to share it with you guys.
So now, are you ready to guess?
Okay, so it's Name That Tune.
Name That Kids Bop Tune.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready? Fergalicious.
Oh, no?
Come at me, guys. I can already tell.
I'm sorry. Isn't part of that song pretty scandalous?
Wait, so what do they say? If you don't got no money?
Take your broke self home.
Oh, that's okay. A edit there.
Yeah.
One for Maddie Kennedy.
Thanks, guys.
Not sure if it should be like an honor or should we should be worried.
I think I should be more ashamed.
Yeah.
Maybe it just shows how much time I have on my hands.
What the heck?
Oh, First Date? Is that what it's called? Like, take yourself.
All the small things.
Yeah, that's
Blink-182 Kids Bop.
Yeah. It was like on Kids Bop 2 or something. Like, Kids Bop 1 or 2. I listened to a bunch of them. Thank you, Spotify Private Sessions.
Yeah, aren't you glad we put you on this story so you got to just jam out?
I felt judged. Oh, wait.
Oh, All the Small Things. Oh.
Shut up. Wait.
Oh.
Toad.
Party like a rock star.
Did they say totally, dude?
Totally, dude. It was
party like a rock star.
Which was a really inappropriate song for kids pop. It's clever.
Okay, there are just like some parts of these songs that they can't edit out, so they're still saying inappropriate things.
Yeah.
It's like they might not be explicitly saying it, but like the under, like, the hidden meaning in the message. It's just like,
yeah.
Funny story, I downloaded all these songs to like my iTunes so I could edit them, and like I run with my recently added playlist. So I was like running this morning, and like that came on. So I was just like, skip it. I cannot hit my cars. So, thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome. Oh, Shakira. Right?
Hips Don't Lie.
No, it's whenever, wherever.
Oh.
But just please listen to how inappropriate that intro is. I just play it again real quick.
It's like
I'm
a
sorry.
Moan.
A little crazy,
yeah, I hope that's at least a preteen.
I don't know. I was disturbed at that. So that concludes our Guess That Kids Bop song clips.
So who won?
I think it was pretty even, right?
Yeah, it was pretty even. Yeah. Maddie was tied for a lot of them. We should probably give it to her.
Yeah. You know who won? America. Because they now have heard those great Kids Bop songs. Kids Bop! Kids Bop! Let's go! Thanks, Ava. Now we'll go to Claire, who would like to chat a bit about the recent Super Bowl ads.
All right, so yesterday, we experienced definitely one of the craziest Super Bowls, at least that I've seen in the past few years. And if this were any normal podcast, we'd be talking about Ray Lewis retiring, or Jacoby Jones and his 108-yard return, or the meaning of the phrase blackout bowl. But this is no ordinary podcast. So, let's talk commercials. Did you guys watch the Super Bowl, first of all? Do you know anyone? No?
Beyonce football?
I just watched the commercials, like, online. Like, I'm a frequenter of entertainmentweekly.com, and they, like, had all of them up pretty soon after the Super Bowl ended, so I watched a couple of them, but...
Wait, did no one on Marquee Desk watch the Super Bowl?
Okay, I watched the Super Bowl.
Okay,
I watched Beyonce. Beyonce.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
But they played Independent Woman.
Okay, wait, so do you guys
never seen
know
a football
what I
game?
Mean no. When I say blackout bowl?
No,
yeah,
I know that.
It went dark. Okay. No, like,
we had the internet.
Happened. Okay.
Yeah, because
so
we
were after
students. Back up before you blackout.
There was a weird drinking game in the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember that because I left the TV on after Beyonce came, and just, like, it was in the background.
Yeah, you're like, I don't care anymore. Yeah, what did you guys think of Beyonce?
That she
rocked That was not bad performance.
She killed it.
She was amazing.
Her hips do not lie, guys. She was strutting
it
like
I thought
she
was that was Shakira.
Yeah. Okay, I was kind of disappointed because, like, when they were doing, like, the single ladies choreography, it was just, like, I felt bad for, like, the big Destiny's Child reunion because it was just, like, so hyped up and they were just, like, singing back up to Beyonce.
I was a little disappointed.
It was a Beyonce
she
show.
Started with the intro to her song Love on Top, which is my personal Beyonce favorite, and then she just, like, switched it to... whatever it was. I can't remember what she switched it to.
Yeah.
But I think we all learned that this is Beyonce's world and we're all just living in it. She owns the show.
Who runs the world?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome if she would, like, follow it up, like, Independent Woman with, like, Who Run the World Girls.
Yeah.
So it would be just, like, really female empowerment, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I watched the Puppy
It's literally...
Bowl.
Oh, the Puppy Bowl the is Puppy great.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you guys know it was recorded in November? I thought it was, like, a live thing.
I thought it was too.
I thought it was like a live webcam sort of thing. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so wait,
sure
they clip
it
together to make it more exciting. That's why it's
probably
so thrilling.
Yeah. I mean, I was killed by their cuteness.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I just gotta say, the fact that Aaron Rodgers was in a commercial airing during a Super Bowl he wasn't even playing in just shows how awesome he is.
Reppin' for Wisconsin.
Green Bay. I'm a Wisconsin girl,
I was going to ask what team he was on.
I think the Super Bowl is a topic for the Gold, the Sports Desks podcast.
Yeah, this is what happens when Marquee tries to take on sports.
Tries to talk football. I think
we just... Yeah.
We nailed football for like a solid minute there. That's the longest Marquee's ever talked about sports. Good job, guys.
Yay!
Mostly because there was a lot of Beyonce also thrown in.
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've played Independent Woman on our late nights a couple times now.
Yeah. We need to put more Destiny's Child in on those late nights. There is way too much, like, I don't know, like, actually classy indie music.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
I don't know, Maddie. Are you think you're ready for their jelly?
No, they're too bootylicious.
Oh, can you handle it?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Can you handle it, America? Okay, that's...
Well, they handle it.
I'm going to edit that out. True to our name, Quiz Time Radio, now we'll go back to some trivia from reporter Peter Setter, taking the place for our editor, Matt Miller, in a segment called Matt Loves Movies, that we will now call Peter Loves Movies, based off of the podcast Doug Loves Movies. Pretty much, we all love movies. So, here we go, Peter. Introduce us to your movie trivia game.
Sure. All right, guys. So, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to read the billing of a famous movie, and I will read it from the bottom up. So, the least known actor, basically, to the best known actor. And you're going to try to guess what movie I am talking about. Now, there is a theme to these movies to help you guys out a little bit, because some of these are a little difficult. The theme of the movies is that each movie has a color in its name. Mm. Are you guys ready for this?
As ready as we'll ever be.
Okay. Are you ready for this, Jeff?
Okay.
All right. This film came out in 1985, and it is American period drama. No. Leonard Jackson. Desrita Jackson. James Tillis. Bennett Gilroy. Leon Rippey, Dana Ivey.
This is not.
Just, like, toss
wait, so it's a 1985. Wait, let's take a guess break. So it's a 1985 period drama.
Oh, I have a guess too. Yes. We're just making random guesses. Manny can go first.
Is it Pretty in Pink?
No.
Damn. Color Purple?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the Color Purple.
Actually, it got into Oprah and Whoopi Goldberg. All right, guys, the next film I got you...
Oprah would have been a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
one movie.
The next film for you is a 2003 American adventure fantasy film.
2003 American adventure fantasy film?
Yes.
Okay.
Greg Ellis. Angus Bartnett. Giles New.
Sounds British. Oh, no, it's American.
Martin Clubba. David Bailey. Mackenzie Crook. Jonathan Price. Zoe Saldana.
Oh, Avatar! No! She said that, though.
I'm sorry, but Avatar is not a color.
Okay.
Kevin McNally. Jack Davenport. Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Orlando Bloom.
Black Pearl.
What?
Yeah.
Oh!
Pirates of the Caribbean, the Curse of the Black Pearl. Good job, Maddie.
You're just winning it.
Avatar Blue.
You're ridiculous.
Color of the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on all the runways.
Yeah.
Michael Kors. Avatar Blue.
All right, and the last film for you guys is a 2001 romantic musical.
Ooh, sounds like my kind of movie.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Wait, a 2001 romantic musical with Ozzy Osbourne in it?
Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Oh, Maddie! Oh, champion
Maddie wins.
Of quiz time.
Maddie
wins.
All right, great job, guys. I hope you enjoyed that.
Okay, so what does Ozzy Osbourne do in Moulin Rouge?
I thought I might trip you up because, like, Rouge
Moulin
is like French.
Rouge. That was the.
Okay. But Ozzy Osbourne is the Green Fairy's laugh only. So you only.
Oh, it's just his voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go, Maddie.
Wow.
That's why he's so far down the billing.
Yeah, but that was a good one, though, because unexpected.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Peter. That was great.
That was wonderful.
Maddie is continuing to dominate Quiz Time
Today
Radio
is
Hour.
My day. Okay.
And now she's up for a roundtable question for us. So what you have for us, Maddie?
Okay, well, everyone has this one concert that I know has just probably taken your breath away. Everyone has a favorite concert. My question for you guys is, what was yours and what made it really cool?
I can go first.
Okay, Peter, you want to start?
Yes. Wait. Okay, so growing up, I lived near a giant park in Omaha, Nebraska. Go Omaha. And it's called the Memorial Park, and they had a big concert every year. And they always brought in, like, big bands. Like, there was the Beach Boys, like, Foreigner, Styx, Kansas, all these big-name bands. Plain White Tees, you know, throwback to Delilah. Anyway, I always went to those, but I never really considered them my first concert because, I mean, they're, like, really common, and I go every year, and they're free. So my first concert was actually junior year of high school. I traveled to Paris, France, over spring break. Katy Perry was playing at the Zenith in France, in Paris, and we decided to buy tickets and go. It wasn't very expensive. So we go to the Zenith, and it's kind of a small arena. Like, I was surprised. It's Katy Perry. She's a big name, and it was a small arena. It was almost like a coliseum. There were seats around, and then there was a floor, and we decided to sit on the floor. And the show started, and it was the most magical thing of my life. She is fantastic live. Her sets are amazing. The whole production of her shows are so intricate, and she weaves her song into this very fascinating story. I thought it was fascinating. And as I was watching her sing, I was like, oh my god, I'm falling in love with you. You're amazing. It was her California Dreams tour, so she played, like, she started with Teenage Dream, and I was like, oh my god, I love this song. Let me scream my lungs out. And I just loved it, and she ended with Firework, and it just made me not feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, but just like a firework. Everyone should try to go to a concert overseas at least one point in their life, because it is actually amazing.
Wow, that's a tough act to follow. Yeah. I'll go next, though, if I will. Okay, so my best concert ever, it's a really hard choice, and I've got a lot that I chose, and it's a very different experience than Katy Perry, but so last year, Wilco came to the Riverside. And Wilco is my band. Like, I love Wilco. Mm-hmm. I love all their music. And Jeff Tweedy is, you know, my man. Anyway, so before the show started, me and the guy that I went with, we went up to the front of the stage to go look at the guitars for the band on stage. And they had this big sort of, like, intricate decorations with, like, almost with, like, streamers coming down, sort of like a scene from, like, Midsummer Night's Dream or something. So we went and we went to look at the guitars, and we were there. We were talking to all these Wilco fans. Wilco fans are, like, really dedicated, and they go to, like, 12, 15 shows each. And so we're just chatting with these guys, and boom, the lights go off. Wilco comes on stage. Everyone stands up. Our seats were at the back of the theater originally. We were, like, the last chair, but everyone stood up right at that moment, and I don't know if you've been to the Riverside, but it's like a seated theater. So we were stuck at the front with our hands on the stage. And they came out, and Jeff Tweedy is just, like, a foot from me, and he looks right down at me. I swear to God, he looks right down at me and smiles, and I was just, I almost died. Like, we literally, for the first three songs, we were just shaking, you know? We were just like, oh my god, how did we get to the front? It was so exciting. And they played amazing. Their new album, The Whole Love, is so great. And they played a lot of the classics and stuff, too. And Nick Lowe, who's this great British singer-songwriter, sort of like Elvis Costello, was open for them. And it was his last show with them. So he came out of clothes. And it was so great. So,
Audrey, you can go ahead.
Okay. So, I think my favorite concert experience was on July 23rd, 2010. I was seeing.
She's got it memorized.
I do. That day is forever engraved in my heart. I was seeing I guess you can call them a pop rock group from San Diego called All Star Weekend. And they were brand new to the music scene. This was their first national tour. And I actually got to interview them before the show for my high school newspaper. So I got to the rave early. That's where the show was. And I got to see them sound check. It was literally just me and my sister and then the band on stage sound checking. It was the best. And then I got to talk to them about their first album and their first time touring the country. And then during the show, I was in the front row and they kept, like, kind of looking at me and waving at me because they knew who I was. And it was just, it was the best, and that was the first band I ever interviewed, and now whenever I see them in concert, even if it's not in Wisconsin, they say, hey, you're the girl from Milwaukee. And I'm like, yep, that's me. But that was just, that was a great day.
That's awesome. Thank you, Claire.
Ava, do you want to go next?
Yeah. So, Florence and the Machine is, like, my favorite person ever. Like, she's the reason why my hair is red and the reason, like, Shake It Out was just, like, the reason. Like, it was just, like, it's my favorite song for, like, a bunch of different reasons. So when she played, like, when I found out she was going to play the show at the rave, I was just, like, I need to go. And I just, like sprinted out of class, like, bought my ticket. I just, like, waited all semester for it. It was April 28th, 2011. And, like, we got there really early, and we were just, like, third row. Like, you know, like, right standing up, but we were, just, like, still, like, third row-ish. Mm-hmm. So we were just, like, I don't know. It was just, like, she's, like, even, like, her voice sounds even better live. And I was just, like, seeing her. I'm just, like, I love you so much. And, like, at one point, she was just, like, we made eye contact. Like, maybe we didn't, but in my mind, we made eye contact. And I'm just, like, you're my favorite person ever. I'm just, like, and then she, like, does an encore with, like, Never Let Me Go, and I just, like, start bawling. So, yes, I cried at, of course, in the Machine concert, and it was amazing, and it was perfect, and, yeah. I love you, Florence.
Okay, well, I'll wrap it up. My all-time favorite person is Ed Sheeran. Everyone on the marquee desk probably has heard me talk about him at least once. If you don't already own Plus, shame on you. Go buy at least half a dozen of those songs. So this past summer, he came to Minnesota. I'm a proud Minnesotan, by the way. You're going to need to remember that. Mm-hmm. And he was playing a free concert at this local bar. And I was stuck at work, and I was like, oh, my gosh, there's no way that I'm going to be able to make it. It's, like, half an hour away. But we had this, like, weird Minnesota-type, like, tropical storm hurricane thing going on. And so he couldn't make it to the original time. But by that time, I got off work. I sprinted over there. His flight had been delayed. I got there. And he comes on stage, and he is, first of all, an amazing voice. He can rap, which is incredible. Think about it. This guy has, like, all the odds stacked against him. He is super, super white. He is British. He is a ginger. And he can rap, like, 50 Cent. And he actually remixed some of his, like, 50 Cent songs, like, into some of his own songs. And mix those with, like, American folk music. And the venue was incredible. Me and my friend waited in the rain for half an hour, and he started playing, and I'm not kidding you. When he started playing, it stopped raining. The birds came out. Or wait, yeah, the birds came out. Like, people were singing. The sun was shining. So not only does he have an amazing voice, he can manipulate the weather. And when I heard him, and when I heard him singing, I swooned. Like old school girl faint stuff. At a bar.
Maybe he's a leprechaun if you can manipulate the weather.
Oh, yeah, I encourage you to Google a picture of Ed Sheeran. He's not a looker, but the boy can sing.
Did he, like, bring down a rainbow and then, like, here's my pot of gold?
So, that was, that concludes our section for the best concerts we've ever been to. I think we got some really interesting stories, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'd like to keep my issues strong. It's always darkest before the dawn, and I've been a fool and I've been blind. I can never leave the past behind. I can see no way.
Okay, our last game of the show, we have a little trivia game deemed Can You Handle This, brought to us by Peter Setter. So, what does Can You Handle This mean?
All right. Can You Handle This involves famous tweets from the past week from famous people regarding what's been happening this week in pop culture or whatever, and it's called Can You Handle This because, as everyone knows, your name on Twitter is considered your handle. So it's kind of punny, you know. Thank you, Aaron, for coming up with the name of the segment. Anyway, so the first one I have for you today is the future of insert this person's name here starts now. Hashtag save rock and roll.
Who's saving rock and roll nowadays?
Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
Seriously?
It is Fall Out Boy.
How did you get that?
Well, they are coming out with a new single, and they're kind of getting back together, so their kind of big thing is we're coming back to save rock and roll. I'm skeptical to see if they're actually going to save it, but we'll see, I guess. The next one is NYC SNL Week.
Oh, who's hosting SNL?
Adam Levine, that was last week.
Mm-mm. It's another pop artist, though.
I know this.
Kesha?
No.
Good pick, Aaron.
Any other guesses?
Do we get a hint?
He's male, and this is his first time hosting.
Like, is he in a band, or is he, like, solo
He's
artist?
Solo artist.
Prince.
No. He holds a special place in my heart.
I would know if Prince was hosting us. No, yeah.
My boy, Justin Bieber. His first time hosting SNL. Now, I'm not a big fan of SNL anymore. It's not really that funny. It's not really that relevant. So, the whole big deal about him hosting SNL isn't really that.
Oh, I like SNL still.
It's okay.
It's debatable, I guess.
All right, the next one. Congrats to Beyonce, famous for her appearance with me in Pink Panther 1.
Steve Martin.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was funny because, I mean, that movie was terrible.
No, oh my gosh, I laughed so hard during that movie.
No.
I would like a hamburger. That seems hilarious. Come on.
Okay, it is hilarious, but Steve Martin does not need to do any more French accents. It's not. Okay.
Oh, I'm with Claire on this one. That movie was great.
Debatable. We will have this debate another time.
All
I'm going to say is, like, they were really pushing it with that second one. First one was funny. They should have just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
They should have stopped it when they were slightly ahead.
Yeah. Also, random Beyonce was in that.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
For the next one. Tonight, at NBC 30 Rock, heads to that rainbow room in the sky. Oh. 30 Rock series finale tonight.
Tina Fey.
No.
Alec Baldwin.
Yes. I love Alec Baldwin. Yeah. Like, I love that show. I'm sad to see it go. It was hilarious. I thought it was so funny. Love Alec Baldwin. He's like one of my favorite actors now because of that show. I just think he's hilarious.
As Jack Donaghy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you guys. I hope you enjoyed those.
Those were some sweet tweets.
Oh, God. It sounded like he said sweet.
Let the critics wonder, let the critics talk, don't the critics know what it's all about, don't the critics know, tell me what it's all about.
Well, that is all for Marquee Quiz Time Radio Hour. This is our first episode. We were successful.
Yay!
So, again, we are the Marquee Desk, the Arts and Entertainment Desk of the Marquette Tribune. You can check out our paper on newsstands on Marquette's campus or at marquettetribune.org. You can follow us on Twitter at @MUTribune_arts. And,
I think we're going to live tweet the Grammys this weekend.
Yeah.
Send us love.
Okay. And we also want to give a shout-out to Marquette Radio that helped us, and specifically Hannah McCarthy, who helped us set up a studio and try and get the engineering all together for this very first podcast. Thank you so much for listening and tune in. We are going to be doing a bi-weekly podcast, so in 2 weeks from now we'll have another great collection of games and topics and just overall fun times. Okay.